Item 258, accept the 2018 Washington Park Master Plan update as a guide for future use and development of the park.
Commissioner Fritz.
Thank you, Mayor, and thank you, everybody, for being here. The City of Portland purchased the original 40.78 acres of forested acres from Amos King for $32,624. Some people were against this purchase, given that it was already surrounded by woodlands. Now, of course, the Washington Park is a gem in the park system, serving not only Portlanders, but regional, national, and international visitors. In 1903, Washington Park was included in the John Charles Olmsted Park Master Plan for Portland. He noted in his report, it was called City Park at that time, already the capacity of City Park is taxed almost to its utmost on holidays and pleasant Sundays in summer. Portland Parks and Recreation completed the original master plan for the park in 1981. Many of the issues identified in the 1981 master plan still exist today, 35 years later, muchly due to the location and the wonderful facilities we have. The main themes include multimodal transportation to and through the park, park entrances, pedestrian paths linking the two ends of the park, illuminating views, and parking issues. Now we have a 480-acre park, which includes the most valued attractions in our city, the International Rose Test Garden that just celebrated 100 years anniversary, Portland Japanese Garden, the Oregon Zoo, the Portland Children's Museum, the World Forestry Center, and the Hoyt Arboretum, as well as the rest of the park. Over 3 million Portlanders, regional, national, and international visitors come to the park every year. This updated Washington Park Master Plan is both inspirational and forward-thinking. It comes in three phases to transform the visitor experiences. The plan focuses on three key themes: creating an identity. You know when you arrive in Washington Park, reestablishing the iconic views, access to nature, memorials, cultural activities, and places to play. Improve access, both to and within the park. The plan reduces the dominance of cars, maintains the current 1,400 paid parking spots, encourages people to take public transportation to the park and went into the park to go by shuttle, foot, or bike. And thirdly, enhance the visitor's experience. There's a wide range of amenities that meet the needs of diverse groups and support the cultural organizations in the park. So with that introduction, I will turn it over to Parks Director Mike Abate.
Thank you, Commissioner, Mayor, members of Council. Mike Abate, Director of Portland Parks and Recreation. I'm thrilled to be here today to share with you a long-range vision for one of the city's most iconic and important parks. I'm joined today by Senior City Planner Emily Roth, who is the project manager for the project. And I want to continue what the Commissioner started, which is kind of the setting. Washington Park sits high astride the east-facing slopes of the West Hills. It's been a civic landmark for Portland for nearly 150 years. It's a place to escape the hustle and bustle of the city life, finding solitude as you meander the trails among the tall firs and rhododendrons. It's also a place to enjoy the multicolored jewels of the International Rose Test Garden, the world-class Portland Japanese Garden, and see animals from every continent at the Oregon Zoo. And let's not forget the views. The park has provided a true urban overlook since 1871. If any one park captures both the history and the future of the City of Roses, it's indeed Washington Park. In 2012, with Commissioner Fish's leadership, Council made a bold decision to address the parking and transportation problems in Washington Park head-on. They approved paid parking for Washington Park and also committed to investing 100% of the revenue into solving the congestion issues plaguing the park, its partners, its neighbors, and its visitors. In 2014, the parking meters went live, and with the help of the newly formed Transportation Management Association in the park, now called Explore Washington Park, we've been reaping the benefits. In 4 short years, private automobile trips to Washington Park have dropped 22%. Transit ridership has grown 66%. And park attendance has continued to rise. Just last year, in our summer season, we saw an 8% growth in attendance in the park. Linking the two ends of the park, the south entrance by the zoo and the north at the gardens, is a significant move in this plan. Today, we've started this work with a free shuttle, paid for by that parking revenue, which links more than 130,000 visitors each summer from the MAC stop to all the attractions in the park. So today we're here to present the master plan update for your acceptance. This is the community's vision for the park in the future. The plan sets forth the concepts for updating and transforming the entire park into one that is truly world-class, one that provides a stunning setting for the individual jewels currently within the park. It paints the overall desired future and then describes how to achieve this over multiple phases and years. One of the goals of the Washington Park Master Plan update is, quote, to fulfill the potential for Washington Park to become a world-class park valued for inspirational beauty, areas of respite, recreation, health, and vitality. It's clear that a world-class park is easy to get to, it's easy to get around, it minimizes conflicts between private vehicles and pedestrians, it's a place to decompress from everyday stresses by taking a walk in nature, an opportunity to explore and discover with each new experience in the park. And a world-class park has something for everyone, from toddlers to teenagers, from 20-somethings to 90-somethings. It must engage, inspire, and refresh every generation and cultural background of visitor. The park enhancements and proposed changes reflect the feedback that Portland Parks and Recreation received from the public through online surveys and open house. Russian, Vietnamese, and Spanish-speaking focus groups, the cultural institutions in the park, the Champions Committee, Portland Park staff, neighbors, Explore Washington Park, board and staff. Overall, there's strong support for the proposed enhancements and changes to Washington Park, but as in all plans, choices had to be made, so no individuals or institutions got everything they wanted. Another goal is to make Washington Park easy to get to and move through once there. This update sets the park up for the future the next 20 to 30 years. As the commissioner mentioned, there's currently 1,400 auto parking spaces in the park. This plan maintains that number of total parking spaces at 1,400, acknowledging that visitors will still drive to the park and that even if more parking was provided, there would never be enough. Thus, we looked at alternative transportation that people will use to get to the park in the future. Transit, rideshare, future autonomous vehicles, and once in the park, moving around by foot, by bicycle, TriMet bus, or shuttle. We moved private vehicles to the edges of the park, and by doing so, created more space for park plazas, spaces, gardens, while eliminating conflicts between pedestrians, bicycles, and cars. Before we go forward, I want to really acknowledge the great work on this master plan by a local award-winning Portland landscape architecture firm, Place Studio, and particularly Charlie Brucker, Jocelyn Bates, and Sarah Canepa, who are here with us today. So now Emily, our project manager, will give kind of the highlights of the plan.
Thank you. Can I get the PowerPoint?
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Mayor Wheeler and City Commissioners.
Good afternoon.
There are a few new faces on the City Council since we were here just about 2 years ago to get approval for the consultant contract to develop this plan. I should be saying the proverbial, I have a few more gray hairs since this planning process began. But lucky for me, the woman in my family, they don't turn gray until their late 60s or early 70s. I'm here today as a project manager for the Washington Park Master Plan Update. I am representing the team and my colleagues that worked with me on this master plan. Oops, lost a slide. There we go. As you heard from Commissioner Fritz and Director Abate, Washington Park is our most visited park in the city, with over 3 million park users per year. It is enjoyed by neighbors for recreation and respite and regional and international visitors. In this iconic park, we have world-class gardens, the zoo, which is owned and operated by Metro, Hoyt Arboretum with 6,000 species of plants, the Portland Children's Museum, World Forestry Center, all in the southern end of the park, as you can see up here. In the northern end, We also have trails, playgrounds, and natural areas that connect the park to the West Side Wildlife Corridor that runs from Forest Park to Tryon Creek. We have world-class gardens, the International Rose Test Garden, Portland Japanese Garden, also at the north end of the park. Washington Park is served by the MATS, TriMet Bus Line 63, over 1,400 paid parking spaces, and during the spring and summer, a very popular free shuttle to move visitors around the park. There are also congestions and parking problems in the park.
What do you think?
We started the process with a technical investigation to understand the state of the park, the cultural history, landslide areas, structural stability, access problems, and ecological health were some of the items included. Then we started the planning process. We tabled in the park. We tabled at local farmers market, conducted three online surveys, had a party in the park, held three focus groups in Spanish, Vietnamese, and Russians, and even tailgated one afternoon in the park, speaking to everybody who came by, handing out popsicles and cold glasses of water that day. We listened to Portlanders, visitors, and neighbors throughout the process. We went to Neighborhood Association, Explore Washington Park Board, and Cultural Institution Board meetings. The plan that you're about ready to see reflects the enhancements and new amenities that we heard are needed, or if added, would enhance the park for our visitors and Portlanders. Of course, we could not add or improve everything that people asked for. For example, we had a suggestion for an aerial tram from Goose Hollow to the International Rose Test Garden as a way to move people. It's not included in this plan, but maybe 40 years from now. We formed a champion committee to guide us through the planning process. They created the goals of the plan and made sure we were inclusive in all our outreach, that we talked to and heard from people throughout Portland, including underserved and immigrant communities that often don't come to the park. They also reviewed the plan at every stage, giving us feedback and guidance. In all, we received over 2,500 comments and responses throughout the process. This helped shape what is in the plan update. The highlights of what we heard are: we should maintain what we have first, reduce the dominance of cars in the park, create a regional trail through the park, restore and preserve natural areas, add a winter garden, and build a canopy walk. The master plan itself is organized around odd numbers. Seven goals created by the champion committee. Two, which you have heard, a world-class park and better access. The others includes showcase for horticultural excellence and preserve natural area integrity, connect people of all communities to the identified venues and activities. The park is well-funded and supported. It adds economic vitality to the city and the region. It cultivates a rich educational, cultural, and historic vitality and embraces the cultural diversity of its visitors and its regional community. It is resilient to extreme weather. There are five focus areas, as shown on the slide: the Arboretum area, the South Entry, the Parkway, which connects the South Entry with the garden area, and City Park, which was the original park and historic place of what the first acres of the park. And we heard from the public that they wanted more information, so we have three hubs proposed where you can get full information of the park at the South Entry, at the Arboretum, at the garden. And as you heard from Commissioner Fritz, we have three themes: create identity, improve access, and enhance visitor experience. And finally, in another group of three, we have three phases of implementation: set the stage, solidify the vision, and enhance the park. Our first theme is create identity. Washington Park offers a broad range of experience that respects cultural and historic connections, maintains access to nature, play, and views, and supports world-class cultural institutions. The plan enhances the park's character and boundaries through creating gateways, restoring views, and natural area enhancements. One of our first example is to recreate the original entrance to the park, which was actually off West Burnside at 24th. In the bottom picture, this is what that looks like now. Very overgrown. Most people don't even know it exists. It's difficult to find. It's overgrown. However, it is still used by pedestrians and cyclists connecting to Northwest Portland. And the stairs will give you a great workout. As shown in this vignette, the entrance will be a neighborhood park, connecting the city core with the park, an improved entrance for pedestrians, bicycles, and perhaps an autonomous people mover. It is connected to TriMet bus service. This enhanced gateway will welcome people to Washington Park from Northwest Portland and the city core, all on public transportation, biking, and by foot. This is a phase one project. Here is our next bold, big move: create identity. We propose significant changes in the garden area, the home to the International Rose Test Garden and the Portland Japanese Garden. Now, this area is often defined by seasonal traffic congestion instead of beautiful gardens and views. By closing Rose Garden Way to automobiles and bicycles and moving the tennis courts, there's an opportunity to create a cohesive garden experience from the International Rose Test Garden to the Japanese Garden. We will have additional gardens, including a winter garden in a bird-friendly indoor facility that could have a small cafe and the information hub. There will be a plaza and promenade at the entrance to the Rose Garden, where visitors would enjoy a variety of local food, views of the gardens, and downtown. This area would become dominated by visitors and Portlanders, and not by private vehicles and congestions. It will be a showcase of horticultural excellence for everybody in our city and everybody who comes and visits. This is a phase two project. Our second theme, as you've heard, is improved access. Access is a major driver for the master plan update. This theme is defined by Washington Park as a connected park with improved circulation to and within the park. You can get out of your car and explore. The master plan update reduces the dominance of cars in the park, creates better transit and active transportation options, connects the park to the region, and emphasizes multiple ways to move through the park. The access and parking shown in this plan are concepts, though we did look at 16 different scenarios before you see this one in the plan. We did our homework. The transportation management plan, the implementation step of this master plan, will look in detail at the feasibility of implementing the access and parking changes. Explore Washington Park will lead that planning effort. Let's start with trails. The big idea is to create a 12-foot-wide paved accessible trail that connects the south entry to the garden area, as shown in this picture. This proposed trail will follow the alignments of the railroad tracks outside of the zoo. The train now runs inside the zoo and will continue to do so. The train has not run outside of the zoo since 2014, due to structural failures and a landslide at the lower end of the route. This proposed trail will be a path through the forest for families, kids, and individuals to enjoy the park. It proposes seating and natural play spots along the trail. There is, of course, one caveat. At this time, PPNR, Metro, and the zoo are exploring the feasibility of accommodating both the rail and the regional trail within the current line right-of-way. Other trail improvements in this plan include connection to the regional outside, the regional trail outside the plan, so that you can connect from Washington County through the park into Portland. Building additional accessible trails for more people to easily move around the park. And a connection to the pedestrian bridge over Burnside that will be built next year. What would the Washington Park Master Plan update be if we didn't talk about parking? Just to reiterate, there are just over 1,400 paid parking places in the park now, and there will be just over 1,400 paid parking places when all three phases of the master plan are complete, just rearranged in a few locations. The parking configurations shown in the plan are conceptual and will be refined through the transportation management plan. In the southern end of the park around the zoo, Portland Children's Museum, the World Forestry Center, and the Vietnam Memorial, there are presently 949 paid spaces. This is also the area where the MAX stop is. The plan reconfigures the large parking lot, B, that's shown here, to allow room for a proposed plaza around the MAX stop. The lot north of the MAX stop, labeled C, will include a drop-off area, so we won't have so much congestion in front of the zoo. And in phase three, more parking will be built at the present location of the Portland Children's Museum. To be clear, the Children's Museum will stay in the park until their lease expires in 13 years or they find a new home. There's a net gain of 31 spaces in the south entrance parking area. And as you can see from the diagram, it will be changed in all three phases. Phase two is the garden area parking. This area is where the largest parking changes are proposed. To alleviate the congestion and conflicts between private vehicles, drop-offs, buses, bicycles, and pedestrian, the plan proposes to remove the parking on Southwest Kingston Avenue and closing Rose Garden Way to private vehicles and parking for the plaza that we described earlier. The tennis courts will move down to the present field location. And on the two northern tennis courts, an accessible parking lot and drop-off area will be constructed. The other tennis courts will be depaved to create garden area, including an indoor garden. The plan maintains parking on one side of Southwest Sherwood from the Rose Garden to the new parking lot. A shuttle stop is proposed at the new parking tennis area, and there will be a walking trail to the garden area. This is also a great location for an autonomous people mover. There are now 399 parking spaces in this area. 368 are shown in the plan. Again, the transportation management plan will be examining the feasibility of the access and parking in this area as proposed. Improved access also means make it easy for people to move around the park. Presently, from the Explore Washington Park 2007 Visitor Survey Report, 22% of visitors now take transit to the park, and 8% use ride share. If we look at the garden area, the mode split is 49% automobile, 25% transit, and 14% car share. Also, we have 11.5% that walk or bicycle to the garden area. The most popular boarding stop for the shuttle is in the garden area. 43% of the boarding happens there, with 57% visitors from outside of Oregon, and Washington, so anywhere in the United States and international. Our visitors have figured out how to take the MAX, take car share, get to the park, and use the free shuttle to go around, as have many, many Portlanders. Trends show automobile usage decreasing by 5% per year, 5% year after year, to, as Director Abate said, a new low of 63% with a strong growth in transit use. The plan continues to promote the use of people movers, public buses, free shuttles, one day a driverless minibus. Either getting to the park or once in the park, these vehicles efficiently move people around the park. The Washington Park free shuttle runs every 7 minutes when there is no congestion. Moving cars to the edge will increase the efficiency of the shuttle and our visitor experience. Just take a moment here. Imagine taking Max to the park, getting on the shuttle, stopping at Hoyt Arboretum, then the garden area, catching a people mover to the West Burnside Gateway, and then walking or grabbing Bike Town to ride to Northwest Portland and downtown, all while your car, if you happen to own one, is parked in the driveway. Our third theme is enhance the visitor experience. This theme enhances Washington Park for everyone every day. The programming is affordable, diverse range of activities, economic viability of the parking and cultural institutions. The park is resilient and safe for staff and visitors. To enhance the visitor experience, one concept is the South Garden Entry Plaza, that will be directly connected to the TriMet Lessacoin Plaza. Here you would arrive, step out of the MAX elevator, or be dropped off in a designated area, take the bus or drive your car, and enter into a new linear garden plaza that would link the Oregon Zoo entry to the World Forestry Center and a new visitor hub. You will arrive at a park, not at a parking lot. There will be a shuttle, a bus stop, and a location to ride for rideshare. Visitors would have access to the zoo without crossing a street. The Garden Plaza will be a place to enjoy a picnic and take in the scene. What is a park without play? Play and programming makes the park come alive with music and with laughter. The importance of play, discovery, and being outdoors are highlighted in many park studies. The plan proposes improvements to the amphitheater, including a new band shell or roof structure. We heard from many in the community that they would like to see additional free concerts and cultural events at the park. This would bring them from the east side to Washington Park. 4 new tennis courts will be built to replace the ones in the garden area. The area will also include a restroom and picnic area. Updates to the children's playground are proposed to make it more accessible and fun. Outdoor Adventure, built by the Portland Children's Museum, will continue to be used as a public nature play and picnic area. As many people know, I am also the natural resources planner for our park system. I am passionate about protecting and enhancing urban natural areas for wildlife habitat and passive recreation. Natural areas enrich our city, especially as we continue to urbanize. The natural areas in this park are valued for habitat, wildlife, and passive recreation. They are an integral connection to the Westside Wildlife Corridors. They are a place for individual reflection or a place to enjoy time with friends and family, enjoying the flowers and leaf colors at Hoyt Arboretum, or the chance to see a pileated woodpecker in our city. The importance of natural areas in the park are recognized in the plan update, Actions include enhancements to the ecological health of the forest by removing invasive species, planting more understories. Trails maintained and rebuilt to our newest guidelines and standards, and to make Washington Park a dark sky park. Building a forest canopy was the most popular attraction that the public wanted added to the park. The plan calls for working with Hoyt Arboretum Friends to find an appropriate location that will balance protecting the trees and offering the opportunity for visitors to enjoy a treetop view of the forest. And there's an opportunity to add off-road cycling, making Washington Park part of the ride-to-ride opportunity being developed by the off-road cycling plan at the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability. And of course, all of this comes with a price tag. As you can see, creating identity, improving access, and enhancing the visitor's experience means changes and improvements to the park. The master plan has three phases of implementation and cost. Phase one, set the stage, about $24.5 million. Phase two, solidify the vision, approximately $37.5 million. Phase three, enhance the park, approximately $32 million, for a total cost of $94 million. That includes both hard and soft costs and escalation. It will require a funding strategy and public-private partnerships to raise the funds to implement the vision shown in the plan for our most visited park within the city. I want to leave you with a vision of what this iconic park can become. It is a rainy winter day in Portland. You feel like being outside and grabbing a snack with friends. You walk into the park from West Burnside through the enhanced cloud forest in Stearns Canyon. Walk through the Rose Garden Plaza. Enjoy the Portland Japanese Garden views and the views of downtown. Come back to the newly opened Winter Garden and Glass House. Have a cup of tea and a bite to eat. Listening to many different languages. Grab a rideshare home. Sounds pretty nice, doesn't it? As I stated in the beginning, I am representing the staff and consultant team that created this plan. It takes a village. I would like everyone in the audience here who gave input in the plan to stand up. Everybody who gave input into the plan, please stand up.
All right.
I want to be the first one to say thank you very much. We could not have built this plan without you.
And as Emily mentioned, here we go. On this slide, you'll see many, many individuals from park staff, consultant team, and the champions who supported this plan. Doesn't show up. Okay. Well, there's a long list of people. And our consultant team, I mentioned Play Studios, but I also want to mention Jean Lawson and her staff from JLA Public Involvement. They created and administered a unique and incredibly effective public outreach strategy. My colleagues in planning, public involvement, land stewardship, all the Portland Parks folks who participated, and champions. We have a list, I'm going to read them since it's not visible to you, of folks who've been involved for the past 2 years advising us.
We can see them.
Oh, you can't see it? Oh, it's just not up
they
here
can
then.
See it.
Okay,
they can see
Joe
it,
Angel and Kimberly Bound.
Yeah, it's too dark out here, Mike.
Ernest Hayes.
But they
okay.
can see it on their monitors.
Okay,
okay.
And I got it.
I would imagine that people at home can see it as well.
Yeah. Okay. So at this point, Council, we have several community members who would like to testify, and the first three represent that Champions Committee I just mentioned. So Kimberly Bound, Gretchen Hollins, and John Russell.
Good presentation. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, indeed.
Good afternoon.
Okay, guys, I'll start.
Go ahead.
Hello, council members. Commissioner Fritz, Director Abadi. Thank you for the opportunity to be here. I'm Kimberly Bowen, and in addition to serving on the Champions Committee, I'm one of Portland's Royal Rosarians, serving as the Mayor's Ambassador of Goodwill for the City of Roses. I'm also a caretaker for the International Rose Test Garden as president of the Friends of the Rose Garden and an Oregon State Master Gardener. I coordinate and join hundreds of volunteers leading tours, deadheading roses, and interacting with thousands of visitors who come to the Rose Garden from Portland and around the world. I'm here to champion this plan's update and implementation. The update's vision and goals provide the critical overall guidance for the plan, but the key themes of creating identity, improving access, and enhancing visitor experience especially resonate and offer tangible focus for recommendations. I must admit my focus and bias for the gardens area of Washington Park. However, the multi-hub approach of a spread of visitor services and information in three areas of Washington Park is critical to linking the park together. It's thrilling to have the update include a regional trail along the old zoo train right-of-way. This will be a standout recreational offering and truly connect Washington Park's south and north zones. The International Rose Test Garden is one of the city's iconic sites and a manifestation of our moniker, the City of Roses. The Rose Garden's sister, the Japanese Garden, is also internationally renowned. The update creates a gardens area to appropriately focus implementation strategies to complement both areas and their surroundings. The transportation and circulation needs of the gardens area are at a breaking point today. Or this summer. I advocate that the update's implementation schedule move all transportation-related projects, such as the garden's lower parking lot and tennis and picnic area project, into phase one. The Rose Garden Way Plaza project is a good proposal, but must accommodate vehicle drop-off opportunities in immediate proximity to the Rose Garden for private rideshare taxi vehicles and tour buses. Regarding visitor services, I applaud the recommendations for a garden's restrooms, in addition to one down at the amphitheater, an interim visitor center, and a depot cafe. They will provide critical visitor needs, which are sorely lacking today. Wayfinding and signage does need the highest implementation priority. A comprehensive wayfinding plan should consider or inform the visitor interpretive services and signage with the park's venues and cultural institutions. We have a most urgent need to develop these services within the International Rose Test Garden, and that will be complemented. Hand in hand with the update's improved amenities, it is absolutely vital that adequate Portland Parks and Recreation staffing is in place. The update addresses staffing for Portland's Park and Recreation, although it's unclear whether the phases are additional or cumulative. The Rose Garden is in immediate need of a horticulturalist. Adequate Portland Park and Rec staff is necessary while assuming there are strong and contributing volunteers and friends of groups. Partners and volunteers augment Portland Park and Rec staff, and adequate staff is critical in providing their direction and management. Additionally, with the increase of visitor amenities, especially food options, the increase in the amount of trash volume must be matched with more park technicians. I was honored to serve on the Updates Champions Committee and have been very impressed with the quality of work by the Portland Park and Rec staff and project team place. The update lays out a vision for our beloved Washington Park through its growth and challenges for the next 30 years. It represents a consensus of stakeholder input, which was sometimes contradictory or competing. But regardless, all shared a common love and commitment to Washington Park. I endorse the update and plead for an expeditious implementation. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you, John. I'm Gretchen Hollins. Thank you, Commissioner Fritz and Director Abate, for your leadership to create this plan and fund this work. My connection to the park is through Sylvan Highlands neighborhood. We've been neighbors there for 19 years, but my love of the park reaches back to 1989 when I visited Portland as a tourist. The access to trails, native plants, and birds so close to the city center was amazing.
I'd never seen anything like it. We hiked, my husband and I hiked for miles. We saw Douglas squirrels, the pileated woodpeckers, deer, coyotes, bunnies. Once we saw an elk, very lost, but unforgettable. And I just can't imagine a city where you could see that. It's all sit within easy reach of the city. So we quit our jobs in Colorado, like many people, and moved here. So my perspective on this work is very personal. And it was definitely work. We must commend project manager Emily Roth, who has balanced conflicting interests, and she provided us in the committee with mountains of technical information to consider. It was an excellent effort, and the plan is the result of great work by many, many people through a complex process. The champions are a diverse group of professionals and volunteers who represent the business community, neighbors, Explore Washington Park, Metro, other venues in the park. And early in the process, we did agree to a shared vision and goals. But creating that shared vision was not easy. There is a richness in the cultural institutions like the Japanese Garden and the zoo, for example, that have their own excellent visions and goals. There were different perspectives and some tension, and we were fortunate to have I would say robust conversations. But this is one of the reasons I joined these efforts, to be challenged and to hear different voices. Ultimately, we found middle ground and common purpose in a great plan that I'm happy to champion. And I feel that the public input, which was solicited throughout the process, was heard and did shape the final plan. In closing, I want to highlight a few features. First, in phase one, the elements that protect experience with nature, the trail improvements to the updated forest fire plan. I think we all saw this past summer the importance of having an updated forest fire plan. Improved access to West Burnside and Stearns Canyon will make a real difference in connecting people to the park, and I'm excited about that phase, too. Lastly, managing and reducing the dominance of cars will help people slow down and appreciate this amazing park. This goal supports the investment the city has already made with Vision Zero, so I'm very pleased about that. So thank you, and I encourage you to support the plan.
Thank you.
Mr. Mayor, members of council, I'm John Russell, and I'd also like to thank Commissioner Fritz and Mike Abate for their leadership in this very important plan. I feel I have some credibility to testify on this. I've served on the Champions Committee from the beginning. As Commissioner Fish knows, for years I chaired the Friends of Portland Parks. I've served on the board of the Japanese Garden Society, and like every parent and grandparent in Portland, I've enjoyed, family and I have enjoyed the zoo. I would like to second the notion that transportation issues be moved up into the first phase. And one of the big, Emily spoke about two things that were listed as sort of far in the future. One is an aerial tram. If you've been to the San Diego Zoo, one of the most famous zoos in the world, with a similar situation of vast size and an undulating layout, an aerial tram, simple aerial tram, is a way to get from one end of the park to the other. And autonomous vehicles are probably in the near future. What we were told is that there is a $2 or $3 million annual revenue stream from the parking, and that revenue stream needs to be spent in the park. An ongoing, reliable revenue stream lends itself to bonding, and it may be possible to jumpstart the improvements in the park with the capital you'd get from a bonding program. But nonetheless, I hope you, I endorse this plan, and I hope you do too. So thank you.
Thank you, John.
John, before Michael Bassett brings up the next panel, I want to move some minor amendments. You have the change memo in front of you, Council. We did make a few minor changes since it was filed with the since the plan was filed with the ordinance. They include adding wording to emphasize the transportation management plan as the first step to implement the plan. This was added to the executive summary, the access section, and the implementation chapter. So it's, I think everybody agrees that getting the transportation management plan going is crucial as the next step. Number two, changing the graphic on page 53 to minimize the size of the glass house in the vignette. When built, the glass will be designed to a different size, and so we just wanted to have truth in advertising. And then on page 58, change the shuttle, a picture of the TriMet bus in the park, adding text that adds, the TriMet bus line 63 will continue to operate in the park. This bus route is an important connection from downtown to the park and through the transportation and through the surrounding neighbourhoods. The bus route will be determined in the transportation management plan. I'm happy to note that we do have TriMet support for continuing to provide service to the park, which was a misunderstanding, I think, in the community that people felt that that wasn't going to happen, but it is. And then on page 59, we changed the subheading to TriMet Bus, Park Shuttle and People Mover. So I move that as a package of amendments.
Second.
Thank you.
We have a motion from Commissioner Fritz, a second from Commissioner Hugh Daly. We'll go ahead and leave that open until after testimony, if that's all right.
That's great. Thank you.
Perfect.
Council, I'd like now to invite Michael Wallace from Arlington Heights Neighborhood Association and Kristen Shorey from Sylvan Highlands Neighborhood Association.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hello. Hi, I'm Michael Wallace.
Just push the button, please. Oh, sorry. And we can just leave the buttons on.
There we go. Okay. Hello, I'm Michael Wallace, president of the Arlington Heights Neighborhood Association. Arlington Heights is surrounded by Washington Park on three sides and is therefore most directly affected by activities and development in the park. But more than geography, we are a group with strong ties to the park and consider ourselves stewards of this beautiful sanctuary. We know Washington Park. We love Washington Park, and we want a master plan for Washington Park. We have been following the plan's development and evolution, and we appreciate Emily Roth and Victor Sanders and all the efforts the city has made to involve our neighbors near and far. We need a master plan. We know Washington Park is changing. We need a master plan to guide the evolution of Washington Park, and we fully support the city's explicit planning efforts.
Actually, if you move the mic a little bit further away, paradoxically, it works better.
Is that better?
Yeah.
Okay.
About 6 inches is
the 6 inches.
Yeah,
okay.
There you go.
The current draft of the master plan is divided into three phases. Phase one for the first 5 years, phase two for the next 10, and phase three after that. We do not support the proposals in phases two and three that create additional structures, add more pavement, or allow for any but the most basic commercial ventures. This kind of capital D development is detrimental to the very essence of Washington Park. We applaud the focus of phase one. Maintaining what is in the park now is crucial for keeping Washington Park in a class of its own. Improvements to safety, wayfinding, and accessibility will further this goal. We are particularly supportive of shifting vehicles out of the center of the park and improving access for people walking through the park. We support the protection and enhancement of natural areas and quiet spaces to allow people to connect with nature. Washington Park is a place for people to walk, to view, to chat with friends, and to experience the nature that is so close to our downtown area. We must manage vehicle traffic and transportation, including congestion and parking. We have long recognized that managing traffic and transportation, particularly private vehicles, is the key to improving the overall park experience as we move ahead. A carefully crafted transportation management plan should have been a key part of the master plan update, and we are glad to see that this item is included in the master plan's next steps. The transportation management plan should be based on public input, and it should focus on mode shifting, getting people out of private cars and onto public transit. It should be publicly reviewed before it is approved by City Council. This must be done before any additional park construction or infrastructure is considered by City Council. We must reduce the dominance of cars. We appreciate the plan's proposed efforts to improve vehicle circulation and reduce the dominance of cars in the park. Reducing or eliminating car traffic in the park should be a priority, along with improving pedestrian pathways and trails linking park areas. We can convert Kingston Drive to a multimodal path. Removing private cars from Southwest Kingston Drive and converting it to a multimodal bicycle, pedestrian, shuttle path should be in phase one of the plan. This would eliminate a $10 million line item from the phase one budget. The historic zoo train ride connecting the north and south ends of the park should be restored. The zoo train moves 350,000 people within the zoo annually. When the train route linked the north and south ends of the park, it was popular. It was always full, and it was a significant factor in reducing congestion and traffic at the north end of the park. The park is for people, not for vehicles. We have yet to realize the long-term visitor impact from the reservoir improvement project and the congestion that this will create. To quote the master plan, the park should be a place where arriving without a car is easy. The park is for people, not for vehicles. Moving cars to the edges of Washington Park, creating a pedestrian and bicycle path separate from cars, and increasing active transportation ranked as the highest priorities from those who participated in both the in-person and online surveys. We support sustainable design and environmental conservation. The overriding goal of any plan for Washington Park must be to sustain its viability as a natural area for present and future generations. The master plan must prioritize sustainability and conservation over new development. There must be an ecological assessment of the park's natural areas and a plan to restore and preserve them. Park attractions are nothing without their natural setting in the woods. Every feature added to the park must be sustainable and maintainable to enhance the park experience. Managing fire and other potential dangers must be an important part of the plan, well ahead of any development efforts. We must fund operations and maintenance. We want to stress maintaining the existing integrity of the park and focusing on its natural beauty. The problem of serious ongoing maintenance issues needs focus and resolution. Much of the operations and maintenance work to be done, such as keeping existing trails in good condition, managing ivy, managing fallen trees and erosion, restoring and maintaining stormwater systems, preventing fire and enhancing safety, and providing wayfinding signage is not glamorous, but it must be carried out. The main goal of the plan must be to demonstrate superior stewardship of existing park resources and infrastructure. We must maintain the character of the park. We concur that Washington Park stands out because of its physical beauty, diverse offerings of gardens, museums, zoo, arboretum, memorials, natural areas, trails, and topography. We want to keep this physical beauty intact. We do not need food in the park. Portland has plenty of dining options minutes away from the park boundaries. We do not need food carts or other dining options inside the park. Can you imagine trying to stop and smell the roses with the odor of frying oil wafting through the air? One of the city's goals is to provide opportunities for Portland residents to improve their physical and mental health and well-being, and providing attractive parks is an important way to achieve this goal. Let me close with a quote from the Oregon Historical Society that captures the original vision for Washington Park. The park provides, quote, a sense of closeness to nature removed from the clang and cluster of the city below. The spirit of the park is serene. As we plan for the future, let us not bring the city's clang and cluster into the park. Thank you.
Thank you. Could I ask a couple of follow-up questions just for clarification purposes? You mentioned that if you took the Kingston Drive and closed that, it would eliminate a $10 million line item from phase one. Can you be more specific about which line item you're referring to? Because I don't see that on the phasing strategy.
May I call on a fellow neighbor?
Sure.
I think it's number 11 in phase
Could you come up to the microphone so that people at home can hear you? Thank you.
So it's item
just wait, because otherwise we don't get the captioning, please.
If you could state your name for the record, please.
Hillary McKenzie.
Thank you, Hillary.
This suggestion replaces the multimodal pathway, which is removing the train tracks and putting the multimodal path in the current zoo train right away, and there's discussion about sharing that. Our proposal is currently Kingston Drive, which is the long drive that connects the zoo and the Rose Gardens, be converted to the multimodal path. Right now it's a two-lane road. It's very lightly used. The shuttle uses it uphill. You could easily generate a 12-foot wide multimodal path on Kingston Drive and maintain the current shuttle route, and it saves that line item of $10.2 million, line item 11, and that money could be spent restoring the train, for instance.
So this would eliminate the regional trail, which, if I'm looking at this correctly, goes all the way from the zoo to the Japanese garden. Is that correct?
And, right, it wouldn't eliminate it. It would put it where you see on the map under implementation phasing strategy. On the map, item 10 is where Kingston Drive is, which is already there. So it's the same route. It's just up maybe 30 feet in elevation change, and it also connects from the Rose Gardens to the zoo with very little change. I mean, the paving's there.
Okay, that's helpful.
And it's at grade.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure I understood. And then the second, if I understood your testimony, you're obviously supportive of the portion of Commissioner Fritz's amendment, which emphasizes that the transportation management plan be the lead-off of Phase 1. Does that cover your other concerns, provided you made some provisions? It needs to be a public process. It needs to be early. Does that satisfy your neighborhood's concerns?
Our neighborhood is...
Could you turn that microphone on? And everybody just leave
just
the microphones on.
Yeah, leave the mics on.
Turn it on and leave
there
them on.
There you go.
Sorry. I would say yes. I mean, transportation and the issues related to it are a key concern in our neighborhood, and getting that transportation management plan right up at the front, we feel is very important with
very
as much
good.
Public input as possible.
That's what I figured. I just wanted to make sure.
Did you also say you wanted that to be adopted by the City Council? Or am I putting words in your mouth?
Sorry, the amendment to be adopted?
The transportation management plan should come to Council for adoption.
He said it should go to the community.
Well, I think what I said earlier is we very much support Phase 1. I mean, I think would like to see a phased approach to this, because during Phase 1, which is now 5 years, a lot of things could change. And it seems sensible to go slowly so that adaptive, changes can be made.
Mr. Wells, I'm glad you emphasized that, because I wanted to say when you were talking that, or when Emily Roth was talking, we don't have $92 million to do this plan.
Yeah.
That we have... Yeah. Very limited funding. It was mentioned we do have the parking fees, but I know that the media is going to have on the headlines tomorrow that we're proposing $92 million of expansion. That would be nice, and we're in a very constrained budget situation, so no, we're not going to be leaping ahead with implementing any of this in a particularly expedited fashion. But what we will do is, I think we all agree that the transportation management plan is key to whatever comes next.
Can I just ask one question too, and thank you for your testimony. I want to make sure I understand your view about food in the park. And I'm struck by the fact, and maybe it's because I still have a young person at home, that when we go to parks, whether they're the parks in San Diego, Los Angeles, New York, San Francisco, wherever, we appreciate the fact that there are food options. It makes it more family friendly. And in fact, in most of the great parks that I visit, there's all kinds of food options. So is your concern generically with food in the park, or is it primarily with the picture we have in here of food trucks replacing what's now a tennis court?
I would say that our concern is more generic. With food comes garbage. with food. If it's in food carts, comes exhaust from generators. Rats are going to come when there is garbage, and